found it quite theoretical. It's maybe quite we've looked at home, I suppose, in quite a conceptual sense, and I'm maybe unsure how that would translate into policy at the end of the debate. I've been quite unsure about the purpose. I'm particularly thinking in the climate kind of austerity and joint working and what have you, in terms of looking at research. So how do we work together? It's just, I think we'd need a clear kind of business case and a clear outcome for doing research. And it seems as if the stuff that's quite difficult to tie down in terms of home, and it's connected very much to emotion. I'm still not clear of the purpose of this, about why we're discussing these things. Like, what outcome are we going to get? What are we trying to achieve? Other than having a debate about home, not housing. But maybe it's because I'm from a housing background, but I don't think you can completely disengage both things. I think the whole idea in improving people's lives and all that stuff is intact, but I just think it's, if you can start the conversation with something more tangible, i.e. housing, i.e. something specific in the built environment, the community, green space, air, in order to stimulate a discussion about home and what it means, and do it the other way around rather than just having an, because it seems to me as if it's been quite an abstract or conceptual discussion. If we're actually going out, just from my experience, looking out and speaking to people in communities, it would be quite difficult to have that discussion without something that made it real for their life. I wouldn't see, there'd be all sorts, I mean, in this city in Glasgow, I mean, people built houses and built houses only as a policy response as opposed to issues, but they didn't look at it in that holistic way. That's why there's been so many demolitions recently, I suppose. So in some ways, I suppose the next round, and when we build houses the next time, you would want to make sure that they were still there in 50 years' time and still thriving. And you can't do that without considering a lot of the stuff that we discussed with homes in terms of people's, and then the whole things about people's well-being, health, and people's areas that people can be stimulated. You know, they've got leisure facilities, all these things tied in together. You know, I think we would naturally look at that, like, listening now. And I think even probably in a more positive way, we would look at other agencies as well. So we would try to engage with health, we would try to engage with our colleagues in local authorities and government. Academia, I suppose that's why we're here today. So I hope it's been useful, but I'd be challenging, but I'm always bringing it back to a business case and continually asking ourselves why we're doing something. Like, why are we trying to frame these concepts? For what reason? Are we just doing it for the sake of having concepts? Because we're never going to agree on the concept, you know. You know, we may as well have something tangible and then figure out how we do that. If you don't do it the other way around, if you know what I mean.